As promised, we're joined right now by a defensive tackle with the Minnesota Vikings, coming off a season where he had 39 tackles. He had 2.5 sacks. He had a fumble recovery last year. He was a national champion at Alabama. He was a 3-time Georgia State champion wrestler. He was the Giants 2020 Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. He is hosting Dalvin Tomlinson's youth football camp in McDonough, Georgia. That is on July 9th. Dalvin Tomlinson is my guest. Dalvin, good to have you back. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So from our conversations in the past and from watching you over the years, I know you're a guy who's generally going to have some fun. You're going to bring good energy wherever you are. I spoke to your new head coach, Kevin O'Connell, during the draft. I loved his energy. How would you describe the mood and the vibe around that team these days?
I would have to say, like you said, energetic is probably the biggest thing I would use, just the positive vibes Coach KO brings to the building and everything. And then just seeing everybody super excited to come to work every day, happy, just excited for the most part, just super energetic.
It's a good place to work. All right, so Ed Donatell came in as the D coordinator, which means you're going to switch to a 3-4 defense. You're also reunited with defensive line coach Chris Rumpf, who overlapped with you at Alabama. So I'm curious, what's it been like working with both guys, and what are your early thoughts on the defense overall?
It's been great working with both guys. You know, with 3-4 defense, it feels kind of like I'm back at Alabama and Tuscaloosa a little bit, playing the defensive end a little bit like I used to. And it's amazing. And just, you know, reconnecting with Coach Rumpf has been great, you know, bringing back old memories of Alabama, like conditioning tests and stuff like that. But it's been great so far. Super excited for this defense. And I feel like the sky's the limit because we have so much talent across the board.
We're talking to Dalvin Tomlinson. You know, you've said that you like defensive – or Donatell, I should say, has said that he likes defensive linemen who can occupy blockers. I know you're not going to be happy just to do that. You're looking to improve your pass-rushing presence as well. So what have you been doing to take that step this offseason?
I would have to say probably the biggest thing was just leaning out. Just so I could, you know, play for longer, play faster, and play multiple, like a little bit more positions out there on the field and just contribute more to the team. And, yeah, you know, up front, we always are the guys taking up a lot of blocks and stuff like that too. So, you know, it's like it's a good mixture.
So what's your approach to that? Is it nutrition? Is it weight room? Is it some other form of working out? How are you leaning out, and how's that gone?
I feel like it's a combination of nutrition, weight room, more cardio implemented into the workouts, and it's been great. I've been enjoying it, feeling a lot more energetic, and it's going good.
And let me guess, dude, you're also sleeping better too, which is really important. Am I right?
Always. That's the number one thing right there.
Dalvin Tomlinson joining us. Now, you're hosting a football camp back in your hometown July 9th. I'll ask you about that in a minute. But what I want to ask you about is what life was like there. You, your brother, your mom, your aunt, your grandmother all lived in the house that your grandparents built. Your cousin and his family lived up a little bit just down the street. Another cousin and his family lived a little further up the street. So what was that street like, and what was life like for you growing up?
It was fun, to say the least, just growing up with all my cousins and stuff, just playing pickup football in the backyard and stuff like that. But it was fun to be around a lot of family and super family-oriented. We all lived so close together, and it was amazing, just a great family atmosphere across the board.
Dalvin Tomlinson's my guest. Now, you and I have talked in the past also about your high school wrestling career. You made the point that you've been through 5 years of Nick Saban practices, but nothing compares to the, quote, 42 minutes of hell in Henry County High's wrestling room. How would you describe that experience? What were those 42 minutes of hell like?
It was probably the toughest condition I've ever done. Coach Marty Hustle and Coach Doug Hustle, the two brothers, we always say back in Heron County, like, you were hustle trained. And if you're hustle trained, you're going to be mentally tougher than everybody else because we didn't have the easiest wrestling practices. So everybody else on the team was super mentally tough.
I mean, I'm curious, like, how were you able to push your mind and your body through those sessions? And, like, what did you learn in that process?
It's one of those things when you feel like you have a limit or a wall, it teaches you how to break through that wall and just continue to grow. as an athlete across the board, and just never set one limit on yourself because you could do more than you always think you're capable of.
Does that carry through till this day? Like, if you're in a workout right now or you're late in a game, even in the NFL, can you kind of draw on that experience from back in that day? Does it stay with you that long?
Most definitely, because that's in the late game, like now in the fourth quarter, that's when it kicks in the most, because when we're both tired, maybe in overtime or something like that, I know I could push a little bit deeper and a little bit harder than you. So I'm just going to pretty much go back to that same training, the same mindset, and just continue to grind a little bit harder in the weight room and stuff like that. So when the game comes, I'm already ready for it.
I think there's a lesson in that for all of us. Dalvin Tomlinson joining us. I think, as some people know, your father, Willie, passed away when you were just 5. The summer before your senior year of high school, your mom, Melinda, passed away. I want to touch on the work that you do with grieving kids in a moment, but how would you describe your mom? What was she like as a person, and what kind of an impact did she have on you?
I would say she was the greatest person to ever walk this earth. A loving person. She'll take the shirt off her back, depending on anyone else's. Just super giving person, always smiling, always happy. And I would have to just say she was a great person across the board and put others before herself.
Dalvin Tomlinson is joining us. So you've been recognized for your work with helping grieving children and teenagers. What is that work like for you, and what are those conversations like?
That work means a lot to me, simply because as a kid or a teenager, the biggest question you'll probably ask is, why me? Why is this happening to me? And just being able to talk to these kids and grieving young people and let them know that, you know, I've been through the same thing, and I'm a successful person and everything, and I know it's hard, but you have to continue to push the way your loved one who passed away would want you to. And it just means a lot, because you never know who you can affect. Those simple conversations could change the course of one's whole life, and those small conversations are the ones that means the most, because you never know who's going through pain, who you can relate to just by having a simple conversation.
I think that's beautiful. I think you're right. You never know who you might reach and what one statement or what conversation can mean to somebody for not just that moment, but for the rest of their life. Dalvin Tomlinson joining us. So you're going to go back home on July 9th and host a free youth football camp. What are the details, and what are you hoping the kids will learn from that camp?
We're going to have middle schoolers and high schoolers out. That's pretty much the age group. And I'm just give back to the community, help some of the younger kids come out there, learn some more football drills. And I'm pretty much like bringing back players I played with in high school, and then the coaches who coached me in high school and things like that. Just almost like a reunion type feel. Like, these are the coaches that helped me get to the next level and pushed me to work harder in the weight room. And I'm from down the street from where you were from. Like, we're from the same exact area, and anything is possible when you put your mind to it. So I have my best friend, Jonathan Jean Bart. He's going to be like the guy running the camp. And he played a running back at Georgia State, and we've been best friends since fourth grade. So it's just like, whatever you put your mind to, you can accomplish it. And also, just to give back to the community, just to give out to the kids. You know, with COVID and everything over the last couple of years, you know, we had to postpone and cancel everything. So everything finally worked out, and we can actually get it going this year, so I'm super excited for it.
All right, so again, another great message. Before I let you go, I'm really curious. Like, you and I could talk about your time at Alabama, and you probably have a million stories and a million great experiences. What about high school football? Like, what happens when you come together with some of the guys that you played with in high school, and what kind of memories do you have about playing high school football?
Oh, yeah, those memories, I feel like those are probably the best, because it's way less pressure on the game. You just go out there to have fun with your friends, and most of the guys I play high school football with, we've known each other since elementary school. So it's just like we all grew up together. And even some guys we met in high school, they moved to Herring County. And we're still like close friends to this very day. And I just called him up like yesterday. I just talked to one of my best friends, Michael Gibson. And he used to go to the school down the street, and then he moved to Herring County. And just for us to connect and talk about those old stories and just the people you connect with on that team, it's a whole different meeting, because that's when you really start to learn, for the most part, that you relate to so many people, different walks of life.
the formative years, they are the best times. He is hosting the Dalvin Tomlinson Youth Football Camp. It's in McDonough, Georgia. It's on July 9th. He's a member of the Vikings now. He was a national champion at Alabama. Dalvin Tomlinson, my guest. Dalvin, great to have you back. Good luck with the camp, and I know you and I will do it again soon. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, then.